Today's Thursday, April 4th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 144. Matt Scott is joined by Haggai Feiner, Jason Knott, and Mark Feinberg talking about future tariffs with China. Haggai Feiner starts off talking about how manufacturers can talk with their clients to prepare for the potential change brought on by these tariffs.
I think for us, before releasing anything, the first conversation would be had with sales and with marketing on language, right? We talk about how we communicate this. And I would even entertain that we absorb it. You know, maybe we can. You know, 3% on your bottom line, for example, let's say it's 3%, which you saw Luxol move their prices up 3% last week.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 3%, it's meaningful. It's a big deal. But maybe it's worth it not to disturb the peace. I don't know. We haven't run the financials because we haven't been able to the specific number. If it's going to be 20% or 15%, I don't know if we would be able to remain competitive at that point. And I understand that this is exactly what this is designed to do, is discourage you from going overseas to manufacture. But a lot of this for us is not under our control. As it stands, there are no changes in pricing for us when it comes to Ruckus, nothing that we've heard of and we've asked repeatedly. But it may be, you know, what's in the future. The question is, what happens with one manufacturer raising, let's say it's 3%, if we're getting hit with more, the same AP they used to buy that used to cost you, you know, kind of comparable pricing, all of a sudden that completely changes. And then someone does have to take the hit or lose the business.
Yeah.
And I think it could end up being the Wild West when it comes to competition, what we're willing to do on the manufacturing side. As you know, we OEM Ruckus now, so our brand is on that product, and we take it very seriously. So before saying anything, we would talk about what the implications could be, because the last thing I want to do is have a political nightmare when it comes to having this conversation in public. And at the same time, what I personally think about it, which is a whole different story, I think it's, if anything, right, what you're seeing is the aftermath of something that is, I could only define it as reckless.
Yeah.
If you're going to just move in with tariffs like this, this is what's going to happen. And maybe, you know, maybe someone on a government level doesn't care about our little businesses and what we end up doing with it and how we communicate this to our clients, or if we pass it on to the homeowner. But I certainly care about it enough to stop and think and really sit on it for a little bit before we break the news. And even then, even when we do, I would say that we've considered all options before raising prices. Maybe we can extend warranties. See, that's what I didn't see coming from everybody else, is, hey, we thought about this process. Here's more value. Yeah, we have to raise pricing, but to stay operational, mm-hmm. Well, we'll give you an extra year warranty. We'll give you, I don't know, we're considering here a lifetime warranty forever for anything we sold you. These are discussions that are worth having, and maybe
for that warranty.
That way it ends up sitting well with our crowd.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.